Welcome back. This is part two of our response to Jill Duggar's blog post called More Than Sex, How to Love Your Husband. If you haven't listened to part one, go back and listen to that one first. That's the previous podcast. We're diving into the second half of her article right now. Build a big
little life. So there was a lot of hubbub about, well, maybe just in the Duggar community. I don't know. I'm a part of that community. But there was a lot of hubbub. A lot of people were saying Jill's dividing the internet with her blog post, where she gives quite a few points that she lives by and that she believes have made her a better wife for her husband. And again, Jill, I want to hear what Derek does for you. But if they're doing these things equally, I think they're really cool things. Obviously, if it's her doing all these things and him being like, serve me, woman, then
I don't think he would.
I think that's why it's dividing the internet. I think a lot of people are assuming that's their relationship. I don't think that's their relationship, but I think a lot of people see a conservative Christian family like the Duggars and see like a woman trying really hard to make her husband happy and the husband being like, serve me, wife.
That's the thing about all these points, like don't gossip, name call, joking, go to bed fresh, look nice for him. There's always the counter, like he's going to look nice for you, he's going to go to bed fresh for you. And it's like this, all these things only work if it's 100%, 100%. It's not 50%, 50% in a marriage. It's 100%, 100%. And you have to be all in together. And you each put the other's happiness before your own. If one's putting their happiness before their own and they're like also putting their happiness before the others, then it doesn't work. So these things only work. I think we did this, said this last time, but it should go without saying, like, the best marriages are 100-100, not 50-50.
I will say this, though. Like, when Dallin was working outside of the home, now he's kind of in this trench with me, and we're kind of, like, falling apart together, trying to care for kids full-time. But when he was leaving the home, like, he would get ready and get nice and get showered because he had to go to work. And he would come home fresh, and he would come home, like, ready to go. And I would be the one at home who was not fresh and who was not ready and who was like possibly more like dirty and disgusting and sweaty than when I woke up.
Did I treat you?
No, I'm just saying, I think a lot of these points are very specific to just having lived that life, to a stay at home mom with children whose husband is leaving the house for work. So things like get ready and like, be excited for your husband to come home and like all these things that like when I was, you know, like a career girl, I would have been like, I would have heard like be fresh for your husband. I would have been like, whatever, like he's fine. But now like having lived that life where I am very seldom fresh, I get that it's helpful for me, and it's also charming for him to have a wife who like looks like a put together person and not like a scullery maid.
A scullery maid? What does that even mean?
Just like a kitchen helper, like from Downton Abbey, like Daisy. I felt like I looked like her a lot of the time. So like things like that, like be confident about your body. That's something that's really hard for me, having kids and having my body.
Are we diving into the points right now?
Yeah, like be confident about your body is one of them. And we're just sliding over it. But like, I think like, you know, like the dad bod is a real thing, and it's a real thing. I think it's less hard for a guy to be confident about his body than a girl, but that might be a stereotype. In our home, there is one person in our family who has no issue taking off their clothes, and there is another person in our family who is a little more timid about it. And yeah. I will let you guys be the judge of who that is. We have had to make windows,
I'm the timid one,
like blinds drawn rules. Double check the windows.
Gosh, I just think clothes are a burden sometimes. So just like, let me be free and run around our house.
That might
in
not
in the nude.
Right. That might not be a thing on Derek's list if Derek's anything like Dallin. Okay, so we're just going to start kind of from where we left off. We might be skipping a couple because there's a ton, and just be thinking as we go along what you agree with, what you don't agree with, and be sure to check us out on Facebook. We always post like our podcast note and everyone can comment on it, their thoughts and things. So if you have any like blaring disagreements or you're like, wow, that touched my heart, make sure to get on there.
You go join the conversation on Facebook.
Right. Okay. So number 804, it's just far down the list where we're starting. Don't let your children control the house. Keep a routine and make them go to bed early so you can have quality time together. We suck at that. We're getting better.
It took us a long time. We just haven't ever spelled out what bedtimes we're going to stick to. It's usually just whenever they're ready to go to bed.
It's really hard when you're nursing because they just kind of eat when they eat and they don't eat when they don't eat. And you're just kind of there for them. Just like, here I am. It'll probably
get easier in the next year.
George is definitely getting on more of a schedule than he's ever been on. James was born sort of on a schedule. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
She was born only taking one nap and sleeping fairly well through the night. And I mean, fairly well, like she didn't wake up 20 times like George. She woke up 8 times. So that's our standard.
8 times.
But this is the first time in our parenting hood where sometimes they're asleep at 8 and we're just like,
this is amazing.
What do we do?
Yeah.
And then we don't do anything nights. And we just pass out. Whereas before we'd be like, oh, if they went to bed at 8, we could get so much more done.
Gosh.
I guess we sleep more.
Yeah, so what are we trying to do now? James to bed by 7:30 and George by...
George is slowly working towards the 7:30 goal, but we always get selfish during his nap and let him sleep late. And it never
happens. We need to just wake him up. But like, it's just so nice when he's asleep
right now.
I mean, it's nice when he's awake too, but yeah. You're ready to have some adult time.
We just try and get everything done when he's sleeping and it's really hard to stop doing things and wake him up.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I love that. We're doing our best to get the kids on a schedule so that we can just have some personal time. So mm-hmm. We kind of have a schedule. Right now, it's Tuesday and Thursday. Dallin is working, editing.
This happened this morning.
This happened, yeah, at like 1 o'clock last night, just because I have to have a schedule or else my brain is always thinking about what I could be doing right now.
Why Dallin has died for the past 3 years.
Yeah, so we're working on having a schedule. And now Tuesdays and Thursdays are my work evenings after the kids go to bed.
And that's when I watch the Kardashians.
That's when Ashley watches her shows that I don't want to watch, which works out great.
It's a dichotomy.
And then, I mean, if I were doing more weddings and had other projects, I might have to up to 3 times a week. But right now, 2 nights a week is going to work just fine. And my brain is relaxed now knowing that, okay, Tuesdays and Thursdays are my time. And during these other times of the day and other days, I don't have to stress and worry about, man, I could be editing a wedding right now or this other project I could be working on. And it just feels really good in my brain because you have to schedule things out or else it'll never get done. And then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Ashley and I just decided that instead of just watching shows or whatever, we're going to start reading some books together and sharpening our minds a little bit more, at least Monday and Wednesday. And we said like Friday and Saturday will probably be like movie night / watch The Office.
Yeah. Together. And this all revolves around maintaining a bedtime. These are all things that may be possible if we get better at nap schedules and bedtime schedules.
Yeah. But I just remembered that The Bachelor's on Tuesday. Why did I set a work day on Tuesday?
I'm watching it without you then.
No.
Okay. Next one.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Figure out what he likes and do it with him. Give him your undivided attention. And if it's hard, pray for the grace to be able to give undivided attention to him. I don't really know completely what that means. So I can't.
Like if your husband's really into like Dungeons and Dragons or something, you got to learn how to play Dungeons and Dragons wholeheartedly and pray for help.
It's like Dallin loves games. Or I mean this. So in our marriage, I would draw this line. Dallin doesn't like love games by himself. That's like Dallin's family thing to do.
I love playing games. It's just, I like family time really. Games are a way that we have created like family bonding time. So I like playing games. It's fun with my family. We always grew up playing games.
Yeah. And there's lots of gamer people out there, so I'm not trashing you.
Ashley grew up where games were super stressful.
No, I just grew up where you play one game and then you're done.
Okay.
Dallin plays more than one game.
So it turns out Ashley hates games.
My family played very differently than how Dallin's played. In that Dallin's family is cordial and they follow the rules and they take as long as it needs to take. My family
apparently just cheats.
Did the opposite of all those things. So it's really a struggle for me in the most loving way to be like excited about that. And I guess in this instance, I could try harder to do that.
My whole life dreamed about like...
Your whole life.
Having like my wife just have fun with me and my family and...
I have fun with your family. I just don't have fun playing games with your family.
Including playing games at night together and just laughing our faces off.
Here's another thing. I have a bedtime. It's 8:00. I can't think of a greater piece of torture than playing games after 8:00.
Well, this is one of those things. You don't have to every night, like we're on a family vacation, but one of the nights I would just really appreciate it if you just prayed for strength to have fun with me playing games and vice versa. I want to do that with you.
With my family. Well, I always give you an out, a back door. Dallin, if you don't want to come to this, don't do it.
I don't want to make you do it. I would just love it if you chose to do it, but I'm not going to make you. And what's something that I could do for you? Just
I don't
to keep
know.
It
like,
even
see,
here.
My like expectation of you with my family is just to not do anything that makes you uncomfortable.
I'm pretty easygoing around your family. I'm just like, I...
Also, my family doesn't do a lot of like organized fun.
Do
I don't
not?
Know. They just eat. There's just food and you just do what you want around the food.
maybe that's why
you do so well.
I thrive.
You thrive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you think of something that I don't do with you that you would have fun with me doing with you, what would... Let me pray for strength and go do it with you.
You won't have to because it's going to be the better choice for you. Because if I'm asking you to do something, it's because I know you would like it. Like The Bachelor. Took me 2 years to get Dallin to watch that with me. Now it's his favorite show.
Well, I wouldn't go there, but...
I mean, you're pretty involved.
I am curious to know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
I like just observing the social experiment that is The Bachelor, really. You learn a lot about
Dallin's
about
not in it for the drama. He's in it for the
no,
social
the drama
science.
Parts bug the crap. You can just tell that the producers set all this up and it's so annoying.
I love it. It's like watching a well
but like
scripted
when you
play.
Hear them talk and you like tap into people's minds and learn how like different personalities work. It's the biggest social experiment. Seriously, you're going to marry a person at the end of this, and like you see how they present themselves and talk and interact and their insecurities that come out or their strengths. It's like I enjoy like observing that. It's like the ultimate people watching.
Yeah.
It's like the deepest, darkest.
I keep
vlog
thinking you're done.
That you could ever watch, like the most intimate conversations.
It is. Having been to like 2 days of marriage therapy,
that's going to be the next podcast. By the way,
pretty much believe they're all going to fail. Like they have no chance. It's just, they're going to like, just give up now, guys. I'm sorry, Hannah. It's not going to work.
Yeah. If she's having the doubts that she's having already, it doesn't look promising,
doesn't look
except
good.
For there's the sweet Peter pilot boy.
Oh, love him.
Yeah. So, okay. By the way, that's going to be our next podcast. What we've learned from couples counseling. Stay tuned for that one.
Next one. Do what you can to make your home a haven or place of rest and relaxation to come home to. I honestly think that is a joint job. If I'm
like
the stay-at-home mom,
home from work.
I just feel like that shouldn't be on a stay-at-home mom. Like, I think a stay-at-home mom can do all that she can to keep her home nice, but there's just like, it's like children are tornadoes that are constantly just destroying everything.
Working from home and quitting my day job has given me so much more empathy for what you have been dealing with while I have gone to work. Like, it is crazy.
It's just...
It is so much work and so many unpredictables. you can't really schedule anything. It's wonderful anything.
And beautiful, but it's just, I would go crazy if I was like, the house needs to be clean when Dallin gets home. I believe that Dallin and I do this, like after the kids go to bed, we clean the house so that we can feel comfortable and relaxed and calm in our home. Cause I can't when it's dirty, but I just don't think there's any point to cleaning it until the kids are asleep. Cause there's just no point. They're just, it's like just 5 seconds later again. And it's just.
Maybe this would apply to like, if you had a living room that was separate from where the kids played, because right now that's one and the same because we have a little townhome. So if the kids had like a playroom where all their junk was, maybe just the living room is what she's talking about. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is.
I just don't. I mean,
obviously it's nice coming home to a place of rest and relaxation, but I don't really know if that exists with little kids.
Okay. Next one. Make the most.
You can have the spirit in your home.
Yeah. And I think the spirit,
even though there's like toys and macaroni all over everything,
I believe cleanliness is next to godliness.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
I believe that. But
I also think that screaming kids and happy screams is what I mean. I don't think scream. I just like,
Dallin's correcting like his loud vocabulary.
Joyful kids are also next to godliness. Like
they
Jesus
are.
Loved the children,
but
He said, such are the kingdom of heaven.
Right. I totally agree. I just don't agree that it's...
But with children comes toys and food everywhere.
Like, my great goal right now is to not lose my mind when my house is messy. That's my great goal. And I am not doing well at it. But cleaning the house after they're asleep makes me feel good because it's not like I'm doing something fruitless that will only last for 1 minute.
Plus, it's super productive time because it's just me and Ashley pounding out like, dude is here, toys there, dog stuff there, vacuum real quick. And then we just sit down. It's all clean. 5 minutes. Boom. Watch a show. Or now, boom, read a book. We're going to start reading marriage books and parenting books side by side. I feel like we've just been focusing
on
parenting.
We'll just read one book at a time.
But we're going to, well, right. But we need to learn. Ashley and I have realized that like there's parenting skills, there's also marriage skills. We dove into marriage thinking that we would just be pro because we liked each other. But there's real communication skills and marriage skills and things that you have to know in order to succeed at a higher level that we really want to learn and be pros at.
Yeah.
Okay. More to come in our couples therapy podcast.
Just got a whole breakdown.
Yeah.
This is one thing I really like about the Duggars. They're very family oriented and to the point of like family time above, like if like find a way to fulfill yourself in family time. I know they still do like personal outings and everything, but just watching the Bates and watching the Duggars, especially the Bates family, that's what I love so much about the mom and the dad. Like family time is, if they can involve their family in something or involve their family in their hobby, no matter if it makes their hobby less fulfilling to them personally or they, like it's so much more meaningful for them to have their family together in an activity, which I really like that. Okay. So for the family time, she says, for example, if he is gone from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., then run your errands during that time and or hang out with friends, then save most of the time after that for time together. And sometimes that might mean not inviting guests over in the evening, talk about it together as a couple and see what you can do to cut out what you can cut out to allow more family time. And I think for a lot of families, that would mean extracurricular activities with your kids. And we don't have that yet, but I'm super like, don't want to get into that a ton. Like if we do something,
sports,
it'll be both kids in the same sport at the same time, or activities like rock climbing or hiking or biking that we can do as a family.
Those are my favorite sports.
I'm not saying anything bad about soccer or baseball or comp leagues, but I do know like firsthand, like was in them, that they just take so much time.
Yeah.
So much time.
Do you think the lessons you learn from teamwork and sportsmanship are worth it?
I think you can learn the same lessons of perseverance and working hard and training like from other activities like biking, endurance sports. Like we're really into mountain climbing, like rock climbing. Like I think you can learn great things from that, or hiking. Like let's get to the top of this mountain and work together
and be a family team
Like I think you can learn potentially less self gratifying and more family gratifying traits, in the end is what your child is going to be in. They're going to be in a family. They're not going to be on a baseball team.
Well,
unless
maybe
they're like the 1%. So I'm kind of more into training for being prepared to raise and like have a family. Not that that's the only thing they're going to do, but they're probably going to do it more than they're going to play baseball.
Yeah.
And it would be my great hope that George or James can feel fulfilled and happy and not like they're missing out because of their kids.
Yeah.
And I think if we can give them experiences where they can see us being fulfilled and happy doing activities with them where maybe we have to hold ourselves back because they're not as fast or as strong as us at first, I think that could be a really valuable thing to see.
Like hiking or bike rides
and yeah, stuff. Or just anything where like we're willing to hold ourselves back a little bit so that we can be with them.
In Seven Habits, Stephen Covey talks about like when you go bowling and keeping like a family score and trying to beat it each time where everybody's score is added together instead of like everybody versus each other.
See, that would suddenly make something that might be like not very fun for someone who's not good at bowling.
Yeah.
Like more fun.
Just feel like whatever they get, they're contributing to the family score.
Yeah. And they can still work hard for it and everything. Yeah. I think that's cool. Okay. Switching gears real fast. Get new lingerie. I hate lingerie.
I kind of do too. I mean,
I hate lace.
All the fancy stuff. I'm just a fan of just a birthday suit.
I know. Dallin just likes naked. Just
snuggle.
I
don't like all the.
I like the more simple cotton lingerie.
Hanes.
I hated lace on wedding dresses. I just hate lace.
I think it's so cute. Just like good old underwear and then
tell me about it.
I don't want to get all descriptive and stuff. Like, let's just keep it at birthday suit. That's my favorite. Listen, kind of
I don't
dress.
Like wedgies and I don't like lace, and it's not that I don't love Dallin, but I just don't think I need to show my love to him by wearing waist unless that's his thing. And I just,
if it
don't
was my thing, I would tell you, but honestly, I like, I'm gonna take it off anyways.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, next one. But I think the spirit of that rule is that you should do things to help your sex life be more exciting.
Yeah, so basically that
what
means
what was the box we were ordering?
We did it 1 month just to see what we liked. And it had a good questionnaire. And in the beginning, it was like
the fantasy
box. The fantasy box.
We might start that again. I don't know.
Your sister told us about it.
They're big
right?
on lingerie. An unnamed sister told us about it. Here's another idea I heard about recently.
Yeah.
Instead of wearing your normal comfy underwear, for me, that is very true. I have very comfortable underwear from when I was nursing, and it's just the most uncute piece of cloth you could ever put on yourself. But instead of wearing that, wear lingerie. Have lingerie day.
I like that.
So,
and it kind of just builds up anticipation for like your date that night.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah. Let's do it tonight.
I would need to get some. I don't have anything that fits me right now. Next question. Or it's not really a question.
Ask God to give you ideas of how you can surprise your husband or do things that will mean a lot to him.
I think that's meaningful.
That's good. Yeah. Praying for God's help to like to fulfill your spouse.
I've never really done that. I probably could. It's a great idea. The thing about
too. It's like she's being very mindful and introspective about serving her husband, and I love that. Like, and I want to do that for you too.
Right. Like, we're Christian and they're Christian, but the culture of their like how they express their Christianity, I don't know, like the culture of that part of Christianity that the Duggars are all a part of, and the Bates, and a lot of I think they're Baptist, some sort of Baptist, and I grew up around a lot of people that were like that. They try and incorporate their faith into aspects of their life that I never would think to incorporate my faith. Like I like pray for, I don't know, like blessings and safety and health. And it's more of like a formal form of worship, I think, for me than it is for them, where they're just like, oh, like I'm having a hard time. Like, let me just say a prayer right now. Or I really want to surprise my husband. Like, let me pray for like some guidance or some like, that I can do a great thing for him that would be so meaningful for him that maybe I am having a hard time thinking of. Just like little things that I would have never thought to pray about, they pray about. And it's really cool to think about incorporating that in your life a little bit more.
I think you say prayers when you're having a hard time. But as
no,
far
they,
you
just
said,
things like that. Like,
but things like this, yeah.
Like little, like I wouldn't happy have... things. I don't know, like praying for,
like naturally I think that
not when you're having a hard time. It's like when you're having a good time and being like, how can, like, Heavenly Father, help me to like make the best surprise for my husband. And I'm,
yeah, that's usually something I don't know. I, at least in my mind, I feel like God would be like oh, use sure. your use resourcefulness and intuition there. Like, or, but I think he would love to help you with that. You know? Yeah.
No, like I think I'm more just used to praying when things are going badly or like, or praying for things that I'm trying to fix rather than things that I'm trying to like make more special or just touch someone's heart, or I don't know, like I'm more of like a fixer prayer. Like,
will you express gratitude too?
Yeah, but it's more like formal. It's I feel like they
like this. It's just touch making, on like God is more intimate friend and
yeah, like and that. God. Yeah. Okay. Take the challenge to spend every night together during your first year of marriage. That's a fun challenge. I don't.
We could do it for our fifth year of
Dallin
marriage.
Dallin just quits his job.
Our sixth.
I cannot leave.
Every night together. I mean, did we ever not spend a night together? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. I think we did pretty well on that one.
Did I just ever have
we
a...
Just because we were too poor
I
to
might
do
have had
anything.
A work trip. Did
our
I?
Our first year?
Not I our think, first year. Yeah. No, I was in school. You're right. I think we did spend every night together. There
make,
we go.
Make weekly date time a priority. We have been good at this. We were bad at this when our kids were nursing, but I don't feel like that's my fault because they wouldn't take a bottle. Book a kid-free weekend getaway. We just started doing this because
that was so fun. Oh my gosh, did you guys see the vlog of us going to St. George? We've never laughed so hard at ourselves. We were so relaxed, and that is the state of Dallin and Ashley when we are away just, from our kids.
We love our kids
and can think about jokes.
We just can't be as
and just
chipper.
Relax and be like chipper together. Yeah, chipper's a good word.
We missed one. There was one that we really love. It was
the 6 second rule.
Yeah, we've been doing this one. There's one.
I think where it's coming.
No, I think we were at the end.
Give at least a 6 second kiss when coming and going. Oh, we missed it.
It was under the ad. Give at least a 6 second kiss when coming and going.
This is my new favorite enhancement. So, instead of just a little like, see ya.
It's really good for both of us.
6 seconds, baby.
It's really good for me because when things are busy in the mornings or like when, you know, like if Dallin's leaving in the afternoon or if I'm leaving or like if he's got work in the morning or a wedding, it's usually like a very stressful time when he's peacing out
we're
or
trying
when
to
I'm
like
out.
A hurry getting things ready but and, that's like a solid and, like 6 seconds that reminds me that you like care about me. Well, you want to put me first even though things are going on all around
it's
us.
It's good for both of us because I who am in a hurry am like usually like just a peck, like let's get this train moving, like I'm a goer, like let's go. And Dallin's like, oh, let's just make out for however long. And I would always be like, no, like, stop. We do not have time for this.
And then I would
this.
Take it personally thinking Ashley doesn't love
so
me.
So now this rule is, I know it's only going to be 6 seconds. And Dallin knows it can only be 6 seconds.
I will always stop
so
and make out with you.
So we're able to commit. I just can't when there's like chaos.
Ashley cannot eat food if there are kids around.
Like,
she has
I wait
to,
till our kids
she
are asleep
cannot,
to eat.
Like... Yeah, it's just very...
I just can't.
I think this is the classic where the man will get ready to go anytime and the woman has to be in the mood and have the room set just right and all that type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I just can't be romantic when people are crying. Kids. Or asking for my help. Or about to break down if I don't... And maybe that's a flaw. I don't know. I just can't do it.
You've got to be in the mood. And that's not a flaw.
Well, more I think it's more my environment needs to be in the mood. Like,
and your environment, yeah, matters a lot to you.
Right. Okay, well, the last one is to invest in counseling sessions a few times a year, which I really enjoy that she said that. Dallin and I just did, and we have just shoveled through a whole bunch of crap.
It's been good. We learned a lot. Well, basically, my main takeaway so far as the marriage stuff goes,
well,
I had
we'll
a lot of
about
things
it in our
personally.
Next podcast.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this in our next podcast, so stay tuned. But it's just that, like... Marriage takes like learning the skills of marriage. It's not like you're just
like
gonna making, all of a sudden because you love each other, you're gonna be perfectly married forever.
For two people to become one, you need to, I think, follow some rules of engagement.
That's a good way to put it.
And we just weren't, I think.
In some areas, and we are adjusting. And so we'll talk about that and the changes that we're working on right now in our next podcast. So stay tuned for that. Here's a few books that she gives that I'm also interested in reading with you. Real quick, she says Five Love Languages. We've read that one.
By Gary Chapman.
By Gary Chapman. His Needs, Her Needs by William F. Hardley.
Willard. Willard F. Hardley.
Willard, sorry. Intended for Pleasure by Ed Wheat. Let's read that one. Letters to My Daughters by Barbara Rainey. Haven't heard of any of these. Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud. And The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Go Dave.
And just for the record, we haven't read any of these except Five Love Languages. And I know who Dave Ramsey is, but just... I don't know what these books are. Hopefully they're good books.
Not saying we endorse them or anything. We just this haven't is just read the list them yet. That
That's
gives.
Just what yeah, she right. gave.
And then she gives some other resources. Ted Cunningham books and fun marriage videos on YouTube. Huh. Focus on the Family books and podcasts. And Big Little Life with the Dashleys podcast. Yep, just kidding. She doesn't say that.
Okay.
But we do. Thanks for joining us, you guys. Give us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts if you haven't yet. That would help us out so much. And
to all of you guys who are supporting us, thank you so much from the bottoms of our hearts. We just are so grateful that you like us and you like our podcast enough to support it. And we can't wait to send you a Christmas card.
Yeah, man. I wonder how many Christmas cards we're going to get this year. Last year filled up our entire kitchen.
I know. That'll be so fun.
We love our Christmas card tradition.
Anyways. Yes, we do. Okay.
Okay. See you guys.
See ya.